Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The anti-Christian organization Americans United for Separation of Church and State recently announced the launch of what it called an aggressive initiative to combat any state or federal legislation or court ruling seeking to protect religious objectors of same-sex marriage from government consequences for living according to their religious convictions. Now, this organization also mentioned that Christian colleges should not be able to deny, quote, married, close quote, housing to homosexual or same-sex couples. And this is part of the persecution that is coming against people of faith. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, this is from the executive director, Barry Lynn, of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. And he actually took the affirmative step to speak at a press conference at the National Press Club just a few days ago in Washington, D.C. to make this announcement.
Yeah, this is extremely troubling, not surprising at all. We have always said that the whole LGBT agenda was about a forced acceptance of a sinful lifestyle, frankly, and that when the government is endorsing these behaviors, these sexual behaviors, it necessarily pits the government directly against the free exercise of religion. So now, with the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision inventing a right to so-called gay marriage, these radical leftists feel emboldened enough to take the next step and actually start going after Christian universities, Christian institutions, trying to force us to cast aside the biblical definition of what is sexual morality and what is marriage and embrace a pagan definition, a pagan sexuality. And so times are getting very interesting indeed.
Yeah, and this so-called Protect Thy Neighbor project of Americans United for Separation of Church and State is going to focus on these particular issues that are resulting from this 5-lawyer opinion where there's a collision with religious freedom. And in fact, this Barry Lynn, the executive director, says, we are going to be offensive. We will identify, he says, dangerous legislation, dangerous, right, at the state and federal levels and work to stop it. If these policies pass anyway, we will challenge them in court. And he goes on to talk about how they will be aggressive in their attack, and they will ultimately try to come against these laws. They have no interest in religious freedom. This is an anti-Christian organization that is not this just separation of church and state group. They literally want to destroy religious freedom. And obviously, this is another example of this. You would think that they would be in favor of religious freedom, but no, they want to override religious freedom. They have been hijacked by their agenda, their ideology, rather than the rule of law.
Yeah, they call themselves Americans United for Separation of Church and State. They're Americans United for the trampling of the church by the state. That's what they're demanding here. He says, we will work to put a stop to reckless definitions of, quote, religious freedom. Well, you can take out reckless definitions. By that, they mean religious freedom as it is guaranteed in the First Amendment, the free exercise of religion. It's not the free belief of religion. It's not the freedom to worship, as you've heard Obama. And him to now say that a Christian university, for instance, cannot maintain the biblical, the Christian definition of sexual morality, of marriage, and must embrace anti-Christian same-sex marriage, something that the Bible calls an abomination, I can think of no greater trampling in this context of the freedom of exercise of religion than this. And Barry Lynn, and not surprisingly, and Americans United are at the forefront in trying to trample religious freedom.
Yeah, and this is Barry Lynn talking about a question from the Christian Post. Barry Lynn said that Christian colleges refusing to provide married housing to same-sex couples is akin to not allowing interracial married couples to occupy married housing. Now, he then points to a 1983 Supreme Court decision involving Bob Jones University, where they lost their tax-exempt status because they had an interracial dating policy. Now, Bob Jones has since walked away from that policy, but they lost their tax-exempt status over that policy. He says that the issue regarding this matter is very similar to racial discrimination. He says, quote, "Even now, I would not want to be a person at a fundamentalist academy who is trying to defend the practice that is taking a reasonable amount of government funds and refusing to allow a same-sex couple to live in the married student housing. I think even now, that would be on the edge of indefensible." When he says even now, he begins this statement by saying, "I think that the issue with so-called LGBT rights is a little bit different from race. The evolution of the issue is moving at least as quickly as we have moved in the area of race, and that this is a national dialogue that ought to begin about, should in fact benefits be given to educational institutions to do in fact that do in fact discriminate." What he's saying is this: well, it's on the edge of indefensible. However, this issue is moving so fast that it's going to catch up with the same scenario that we have already with race. And he says, "I wouldn't want to be the person at a fundamentalist school that would ultimately want to defend these things." What he's saying is that here's where they are, here's where they want to go, and he's going to try to push it. He's going to try to make any kind of matter with regards to sexual immoral conduct in the same category as race. So what you could not do legally regarding race, you will not be able to do legally with regards to sexual immorality. That's his agenda. That's where they're going. And people of faith, watch out. Chief Justice John Roberts, in his dissent, said people of faith can take no comfort in the majority's decision because, in fact, this majority decision of five lawyers tramples religious freedom.
Yeah, the persecution, the anti-Christian persecution isn't coming, Matt. We've been saying for years it was coming. It's here. And, you know, this is exactly what Chief Justice John Roberts, during the oral arguments, asked the Solicitor General about this exact scenario. Because if a Christian university is going to be in obedience to God and remain faithful to God, a Christian university must decline to recognize same-sex marriage, must maintain a sexual honor code that prohibits any sexual activity outside of the bonds of marriage. That is the only way to be in harmony with God's demands and God's truths and Scripture. So as we have always said, this was never about marriage equality. It was always about being able to force Christians to disregard God's demands, and Christian universities are going to have to stand firm here. And if they don't unite, and if we as the body of Christ do not unite in civil disobedience against this unjust ruling and this tyranny, then it will only get worse.
Here's Barry Lynn's statement. "With Protect Thy Neighbor, we are putting the religious right on notice. Your politics of division, homophobia, and exclusion will not stand. And we believe that we will be successful. Continue to pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council as we continue to advance religious freedom. We are watching and we are reacting. We will meet you, and I suspect beat you, in Congress, in state houses, and in courtrooms." This is chilling, where he actually takes the affirmative approach to do this press conference in our nation's capital. This is where we are, men and women, ladies and gentlemen, people of faith. Are we going to just simply stand back, stand down, or are we going to stand up on the Word of God? "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. We must obey God rather than man. We have no choice in this matter. There is no alternative." For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org is our website, and also libertycouncil.com is our website. This is the battle of our culture. This is the battle that ultimately will test people of faith. Are you going to stand on the Word of God? And if so, you may come into controversy with the civil authorities. Or are you going to compromise the Word of God just to go along and get along? Well, this is our time. This is our challenge, if you don't speak up now, you would never have spoken up during any time in world history, no matter how nostalgic or heroic you might think you would have been in those times gone by. These are our times. We were born and born again for these times. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council and financially support Liberty Council. You can do that online at lc.org, or you can call us on our toll-free number, 800-671-1776. Become a regular supporting member of Liberty Council. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.